Hello, welcome to the reducer. Rubbish, isn't it? with me as always is me. I'm Howard H. Smith. I am Leeds scum, Leeds United Championship scum. I'm here with my Liverpool supporting friend David Klein.
Yeah, I'm going to take exception there. I'm not buying into this rubbish thing. I think on balance, having listened to a few other podcasts out there, I think we've got something to contribute to the wider debate on football and life in general.
Well, I'm glad you think that. You're clearly getting something out of these podcasts that I'm not.
Well, I'm doing a book signing next week on the reducer podcast anthology that I've released.
next week on the reducer. Philip Schofield and Holly Willoughby. What to do?
Followed by Boris Johnson.
Oh, fucking hell. Yeah. Christ.
Sorry, instantly dating the show there.
No, just the bin fire that is British public life at the moment,
is it any wonder the general public behave like shithouses when your public figures, who were supposed to hold in esteem and who were meant to be role models, behave like utter fucking cunts?
Oh, Nadine Dorries refusing to accept her resignation until she's told why she hasn't got a peerage. I'm just like, fucking hell, this makes no sense.
Hang on a minute. I mean, it's classic narcissism, the whole behaviour anyway, but it's like,
you've got to be a narcissist to be a politician. If you want to be a politician, you shouldn't be allowed. You should be kept as far away. And that goes for every single political party.
Well, I disagree with that. I'd hope that most people entering public life do so with the intention of helping other people rather than just fucking helping themselves.
I think they all start out with that
not
idea.
All. I don't think they all do. That's why the narcissism thing comes in, because a lot of people are just self-serving bastards. Anyway.
In case anybody thinks they've...
What's this?
In case anyone... Yeah. Right, look, I'm going
to
go back. No, this podcast is rubbish. This is rubbish.
Leeds. Let's talk about Leeds.
People have tuned in. People have downloaded, streamed, whatever, to listen about football, right? I say we're rubbish, and you go off on a tangent about something nothing to do with football.
Well, at least that's warmed us up anyway, so we're ready to go.
Well, I, as you know, I need no winding up. Already today, I'm engulfed in a Twitter spat, which is quite amusing, because basically Weston McKennie, the rotund international Juventus USA international footballer who played for us, and look, he had a couple of good games, but to be honest, from the minute he arrived, he looked overweight.
Right.
Okay. Now looked overweight. Yeah. Okay. Whatever. However, if he put himself about a bit, then, you know, at least the fat lad throws himself in there. You know what I mean? Apologies to anybody who is slightly overweight.
Was this a refueling issue, as Graham used to say?
Well, I don't know. I don't know what it is, but the thing is, he looked disinterested in way too many games. And frankly, playing in the Premier League, I mean, he had to hit the ground running. He had to arrive and start playing brilliantly immediately. And he was getting started. He was getting starts all the time. I think very quickly became apparent it was going to take him 6 months at least to get up to speed with the Premier League. And that's the danger of buying people in January from different leagues. Yeah. So, you know, if you go right back to the beginning, not a player we should have been going for, but we were still drinking the Jesse Marsh Kool-Aid at that point. By the way, Jesse Marsh managed one match after the transfer window closed, and then we sacked him. So again, no surprise we went down. This is all, you know, but so anyway, Weston McKennie was involved in a big punch up. Have you heard about the USA Mexico game?
No, I haven't. No, it's passed me by that one.
Four red cards. It's just four red cards. Game stopped for homophobic chanting. I don't mean they stopped and conducted the crowd to do some homophobic chanting. I'm aware how that sounds now. Right? That'd be a bit fucking weird, right? And people, and every time any team, any time any players got near the edge of the pitch, they just got fucking, you know, beer or, you know, ice from cups thrown at them and shit like that.
Yeah.
So it was an absolute shit show. And Weston McKennie got sent off, and fair play to him, absolutely using his full rotund mass to top advantage. Like, you know, fair enough. And I, you know, somewhat misguidedly popped into the thread and said more impact than he made at Leeds in 6 months. Now that hasn't gone down very well, I got to be honest, but it's like shooting fish in a barrel.
Yeah,
because we've interacted quite a lot with USA fans who, as a bunch, are cool. But there's a few. Well, let me explain. So, this was the reply from a USA fan, Germanicus, real Germanicus. He's following seven people and he has seven followers. So his reply was, Champions League goals since 1973, Weston McKennie 3, Leeds United 0. Yeah. Yeah, since 1973.
Right.
So I did have to respond to a link
with
our Champions League
run. That's bollocks. Yeah.
Yeah. With our Champions League run and many goals. And also, it wasn't called the Champions League in 1973. No. It was called the European
Cup. European Cup, yeah.
There's been no reply, though.
No.
And to be fair,
yeah,
there you go. It's not turned into the usual Twitter spat.
What was your response? Sorry.
My response was, oh dear.
Right. Okay. That's quite polite from you. Quite restrained.
This is fascinating, by the way. Sorry, listeners. This will end soon. I reply with, oh dear, you're new to football. Laughing emoji. Also, the Champions League didn't exist in 1973. It was the European Cup. Three laughing emojis. Then a clip to YouTube highlights of Leeds United's Champions League goals. Brilliant. Which he must have fucking missed.
Yeah,
because he either wasn't born or didn't like football then.
Yeah,
which is allowed as well. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? I don't, and you know, bit of a tangent, but I don't go with this kind of like, oh, the USA is getting into football. Oh, they know nothing. Oh, they're singing shit and stuff. It's like, do you know what?
Yeah, he picked on the wrong person, though. And by the way, I mean, who is he anyway? If he's got seven followers and he's following seven people, he's hardly a fucking influencer. So.
Not at all, but bless his heart. I just thought it was very kind of him to respond with such complete and utter nonsense that was just really easy to pull apart. But like I said, USA fans in general are cool. And I think the way football is building in the US, it's amazing. It really is. And Messi going there, that's going to kick things on again. The number of teams they are as well.
As you recall, I lived in San Francisco for a while.
I came to visit you for a fortnight.
You came to see me. Well, I was there, Liverpool were in the UEFA Cup final, not the Europa League final, the UEFA Cup final.
And did we watch that together?
No, we didn't, no. But I was in a bar. I was in a bar full of American football fans, all Liverpool fans, all wearing red shirts. They were brilliant. It was just such a good day. I mean, obviously we won, which helped, but it was such a great place to watch a match. And it wasn't the same. I don't know how there was knowledgeable comments being made. Whereas here, you know, you get dickhead comments being thrown around when you watch them. That's why I hate watching football in pubs.
Oh, I've given up, mate. I've given up.
Exactly. But there it was it was thoughtful, it was intelligent, but they also had a good time and there was lots of singing and jumping around going on as well. So,
So basically, they were all Brits on holiday.
No, they were American.
Fair enough.
They were all American Liverpool fans.
Well, speaking as a, we were managed by an American, we had a number of American teams. I would love Tyler Adams to stay at Leeds. I would absolutely love him to stay. The guy is fucking Leeds through and through. He's a nasty piece of work. He's fucking awesome. I don't think he will. I can't blame him, but he is one of very few players that I would like to stay. There's I think pretty much everybody we've signed since we came out of the Championship can go.
Yeah.
Apart from Rodrigo, Tyler Adams, you know.
Yeah.
It's not Rodrigo's fault that he finally showed that he is actually a Premier League striker.
Yeah.
In the season we got relegated.
Yeah.
But yeah. I mean, that's not a criticism. Not a criticism. But anyway, right, okay, that's all yeah. the tangents done, I think. For
that's
now.
Leeds dealt with.
Fucking hell, that's all the tangents dealt with, isn't it? Sorry, guys. Sorry. Right. Well, should we do a Premier League season review, which will include one mention for Leeds, and that is relegated Southampton, Leeds United, and Leicester City. So, review of the season. Who was bottom at Christmas? Who was well and truly bottom at Christmas?
Ooh. Ooh. Was it Everton?
No.
Oh, wow. You've got me. Can't remember.
I know.
Can't remember.
Get this. Wolves.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Hence change of manager.
Yeah, yeah.
But really worked. And, you know, one of two Spanish managers arriving this year.
Yeah.
With obviously, so Lopetegui and what's his name? Fucking hell.
That's Villa.
Yes. Used to be, oh Christ, this is why this podcast is rubbish. Unai Emery.
Good Unai evening. Emery. Yeah, you see, it's so well researched, this show.
So, yeah, it is. The story of the season so far. Should we do some awards? Team of the season. I mean, team of the season. You can't go against one team. So I'm suggesting that we make Man City European team of the season, which takes them out of the running.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair enough. Yeah.
Because otherwise it's just not fun.
No.
You know, Haaland's up front, scored a load of goals, won the treble, of course they're the team of the season. But let's say they're the European team of the season. So if we take them out of the equation, who is team of the season? Because I think you can make cases for, well, I can make cases for at least two teams, three teams, oops, four teams.
Yeah. As much as it loathes me to say it.
I know what you're going to say. They're one of mine as well.
Newcastle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice football. Done well. Yeah.
I know. And a lot of players want to go there and play, you know, and play for the people who put 9/11 together.
Yeah.
you know, which is that's great. They still not spent as much money on Newcastle as they did on 9/11. So I agree, purely for footballing reasons, Newcastle.
Yeah. Yeah.
The other ones that the other teams I was going to throw into team of the year.
Yeah.
So, and this will, you know, this is horrible for both of us, but Man United, top four, finished with the trophy on the back of their worst season for pretty much ever.
Yeah. Well, my three would be Newcastle, Brighton, United.
Well, I was going to mention Brighton.
Oh, okay.
Because you're quite right. You're quite right. And to fill it out to four, I just can't see any way, if you're having a conversation about teams of the season.
Yeah,
this team wins team of second half of the season by a fucking mile. Villa.
Yes. I mean, form wise, they'd have been top.
Oh, you look at a table. No, it's Man City, then Villa.
Then Villa.
I mean, and with a squad, Gerrard had got to 17th.
Which shows the problem was Gerrard, not the players.
Well. I think there is word that Gerrard's more of a figurehead kind of guy, not so involved on the pitch.
Yeah,
and things went wrong when his man, who was involved on the pitch, went and managed Rangers.
Yeah,
Gerrard has been mentioned as being in the running for the Leeds job. Oh fucking hell! I've brought everything back to Leeds. Sorry, but it's looking like Daniel Farke. Hello, everybody. I'm German. I'm nice. And Carlos Corberan finally bringing him back to Leeds. But anyway, I'm sorry for mentioning Leeds again. Do apologise, everybody. So are we putting those? So if they're the four, if they're up for team of the season, those four. Well, I think let's take Villa out, but without a doubt, we'll create an award, especially for Unai Emery and the squad there. And again,
Yeah.
I think someone who deserves a shout in that squad is fucking Tyrone Mings. I've got a lot of time for that guy. I thought he was awesome in the Euros. He knew he was only going to play in the group games, and Maguire, as soon as he was fit, would then come in.
Yeah.
He didn't make the World Cup squad.
No.
Gerrard took the captaincy off him, publicly criticised him.
Yeah.
And that guy has absolutely remained steadfast. And he's a really interesting guy as well. You know, he's got all sorts of businesses outside of football. And he's like, the minute I can't play anymore, I'm straight over to managing my businesses. And he's a really interesting guy. And I think he deserves a hell of a lot of credit. He really went through hell and came back. And he's Emery's first choice.
Yeah.
And in fact, a lot of players have really come to the fore since Emery came in. And one of the players who's taken a back seat and is your old player that has cost Villa a lot of money that Gerrard insisted on signing
Coutinho.
Permanently.
Coutinho. Yeah.
Coutinho can't get in the side.
No.
Because he doesn't work hard enough.
No. No. That's why we got rid of him.
But so this has ended up as a Villa podcast. Anyway, so Villa, team of half season. So it leaves us Newcastle, Man United, or who else was it?
Brighton.
Brighton.
Yeah.
Do you know what? Not because I despise the Newcastle regime and not because I hate Man United, but those two teams have got infinite resources compared to Brighton.
What an amazingly well-run club. Incredible.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Yes, but again, we now fall into the trap of sounding like we're talking about business. Do you know what I mean? It's like it's quite sad about football that we sit around and say things like, what a great, you know, what a well-run club, what a smart board. It's like, well, yeah, they're producing great dividends for their shareholders. It's just, it's fucking weird. But anyway, fuck all that, Brighton. Because at the beginning of the season, they lost the manager who'd got them so far. And everyone feared for them. And they were just like, we lost Graham Potter. Hold my beer. Here comes Bruno. And he's like a new Bielsa. Like everyone's talking about him. Everyone. Yeah. Fascinating guy. So so are we agreed on Brighton then?
Yes.
Okay. Let's not do worst team because you're going to end up with Leeds and everyone's had a fucking enough, as well as I've had enough of Leeds. Let's say Leeds were the worst team, shittiest team. We've got to be. Conceded more goals than any other team over the last two seasons. We've conceded more goals than any team in the five top leagues in Europe. Leeds were the worst team in the Premier League, although it says Southampton were, but no, we were. Right.
What about luckiest team? Everton.
Oh, fucking hell. Yeah, luckily getting away with all of their financial irregularities yet a fucking game. I note.
I know. Will they ever change?
What the fuck has got to happen to that club? You know, and again, Everton and the recent changes at Chelsea highlight something. Anyone fucking moaning. Man City bought the title. Bought the Champions League.
Oh, I know. I know what you're going to say.
Well, look, the last club who didn't buy the league was Leicester. Everyone has bought the league since then.
Yeah.
But the point is, look at Chelsea, who've spent more money in one transfer window than any other side in footballing history.
Yeah.
And look at Everton, who have spent $750 million. Where's their treble?
Yeah.
For fuck's sake, the Man City thing is about Pep and buying the right players and having the right structure behind the scenes.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yes, it's about having fucking unmitigated wealth. Of course it is. Look at PSG. What a fucking absolute shit show of a club.
Yeah.
They've got more money than God.
Yeah.
And they're fucked.
Yeah.
And the fans hate them. So, you know.
Yeah, of course. It's easy. It's easy to say, oh, they bought it. It's like, no, they haven't. They've been able to buy top level players, of course, but beyond that, you've then got to make them all work together. And that's down to coaching. And it's down to the way the team is run and organised and the whole structure of the club. So yeah, totally agree. So Everton are fucked as far as I'm concerned, unless they change some of the fundamentals with the club.
I've just realised I'd like to throw in a I agree with all of that. I would like to throw in a joint winner for European Team of the Season.
Okay.
West
Interesting.
Ham?
West
No,
Ham. It's
no.
West Ham.
No, it's not West Ham. It's not West Ham. But it is. It's got to be fucking Napoli, right? It's got to be Napoli. I mean, that's amazing. Also, the fact that the manager's walked.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he's one of these guys. He's like, yeah, okay, I've done that. But the owner's a bit of a knob, so I'm not going to hang around. You know, it's like literally, nah, life's too short to work with dickheads. So he's done one.
Yeah.
And I just think, do you know what? Fair fucks to you.
I was going to suggest Bayern, but Bayern, you
Hang
could.
on, you're not aware of what happened in the German league, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Because
Yeah,
it
but
was
they
down.
didn't. Yeah, but they didn't win it. Dortmund lost it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They
Yeah.
were it was Dortmund, and then it wasn't Dortmund. It was Bayern. Bayern were just they were always there. They were on the shoulder.
I really do feel for not only Dortmund fans, but fans of German football in general,
I
because
know.
everybody will have been going great at last, Bayern not getting a title at last. And then everyone ends up in tears apart from bloody Bayern fans. Bloody Bayern.
Bloody Bayern.
Right. So, what are the right player of the season? Okay. So,
Ooh.
creating yet another category. Okay. Premier League top scorer and goal and goal machine and record breaker, Erling Haaland.
Scandi
He,
Carroll.
yeah, Scandi Carroll. He wins like, you know, he wins a different award. He wins like record breaking. So, who is the best player? Who's had the best season in the Premier League? Other than, oh, fucking, I'll just realize how easy this is. It's fucking Harry Kane, isn't it? I mean, look at Spurs. He's got 30 goals in
I
a
know.
Spurs team
I know.
that have been all over the fucking place.
You kind of because Spurs are so abject. You go, nah, it can't be Harry Kane, but it is. Yeah, you're right. Fair enough. He's got to leave as well. Just join a proper fucking club and win something.
Yeah, but not only that, mate. He's not only is he second behind Erling Haaland in the Premier League for goals scored. He's second for the Golden Boot across Europe.
Yeah.
I
He's
mean,
amazing. He's
he
amazing.
is.
Yeah.
But I think he's going to stay and run his contract down. His options
Go on a
suddenly
free.
go. Well,
Yeah.
at the moment, his options are whoever's prepared to pay 100 million,
Yeah.
which is possibly Real. He doesn't want to leave. He wants that. He wants Shearer's record. Does he really want to go to Man United? Chelsea might be in from. I think he's if he runs his contract down, everyone's interested. Everyone's interested. And he runs his contract down. He's still only 31, and he's never been lightning quick.
No.
So yeah. Anywho,
Yeah.
player of the season in the Premier League, other than Erling Haaland. Is it Harry Kane then? I guess
Yeah.
it has to be, really, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
That was really uneventful, wasn't it? Worst player. Oh no, sorry, best young player.
I was about to add into the mix. You can disagree with this if you want, but Mo Salah, despite an atrocious season for Liverpool, he's consistently been there scoring goals, assists as well. So not quite good enough to get player of the season, but I'd definitely put him in the top three. In fact, the three we've got, Haaland, Kane, and
Salah.
Salah, I would say.
I think he was, to be honest, I think Salah was a bit all at sea at the beginning of the season. I think he
Oh,
had
for
too, I
sure.
th no, but I
Yeah.
think he had too long a fallow period to, but he is also, you know, a fucking amazing player. But yeah, you know, amazing. Well, we're not coming, we're best young player other than Haaland. Is there a young player who made an impression on any that where you thought, you know what? He's going to be around for a few years. Well, it's not like there was a young player. I don't know, or was there? Are we just like there's going to be people screaming at their devices, going, "Fucking hell! How can you not be saying so and so?"
Because the all the obvious names come out, yeah, and they all play for Man City, so we're avoiding that. outside of let's, as you said at the start, remove Man City from the equation.
Well, not really, because I can't think of a young player at Man
Hmm.
City who's had a breakthrough season, apart
Break,
from.
oh, breakthrough season. Sorry.
Well, no, sorry, no. But it's young player, isn't it? It's
Yeah.
I can't think of any
Yeah.
young players who've had outstanding seasons for City.
Yeah. I'm lost on that one. Sorry. Can't think of
Yeah,
any. Struggling with that.
it's not, well, hang on, it's not your lad, is it?
My lad.
Midfield?
I
What's
haven't
his
got any
name?
lads.
You're midfield. What's his name? Not
Harvey
Harvey
Elliott.
Barnes. Harvey Elliott.
Not really. Dropped
No?
off. No, he dropped right off. He was barely getting in the team at
And
the end.
that's your young players for you.
Yeah, well, he was barely getting in the team.
Well, that's why I'm with Nonto at Leeds. Sorry, mentioning Leeds again. Fucking.
Bacatic at Liverpool had a really good period. Even when we were playing terrible, he was always putting a shift in and doing really well. And then he got injured, of course. So, but yeah, I
Okay.
know.
Well, let's to be decided. We've only got a few minutes left, so I wanted to mention Jude Bellingham.
Good move.
Oh, how we laughed when Birmingham City retired his shirt when he left as a 16-year-old, and he just thought, "Oh, fuck off!" And now you're going, "Good move.
Good move.
See what you were doing there. See what you were doing there. You weren't going to wait until he proved it. You were going to show faith and do it before anyone else realised that this was a sensible move." So. Fair play, Birmingham City. But also, a great move for the lad. He's clearly because that Real and a great move for Real because their midfield, Cruz and Modric, both, mid to late 30s. Modric basically doesn't do anything when he doesn't have the ball now. I mean, him and Messi look very similar when they haven't got the ball, which is basically they just walk. They just walk around the pitch, waiting for somebody to pass them the ball, and then they'll start running with it. But yeah, I think Bellingham, he's going to be. I think he'll break into that team a lot quicker than people realise. Because I think what they're thinking is, Modric or Cruz. I'm not sure which one they've got in mind for him to replace, but they're going to start the season. And Bellingham will be blended in midway, and by the end, Bellingham will be first choice. I think Bellingham will be first choice after fucking 10 games. I think they'll be seeing him in training and just going, "How do we not play this guy? Why would we not play him?"
They're in transition, aren't they, Real? So it'll be see what happens in terms of, because they've got
They need a
a few
striker.
people, yeah, a few people need replacing, yeah.
I'd love to see Harry Kane go to Real. Oh, Matt, replacing Benzema.
Benzema, yeah.
Kane at Real, leading the line, dropping deep, Bellingham behind him, threading balls. Honestly, honestly, I'd love to see that. But I think Kane wants Shearer's record. I'll tell you what, I haven't looked at Alan Shearer's Twitter account, but I would imagine there is a lot of photoshopped pictures of Harry Kane in a Real Madrid strip going, "Wouldn't this look good?" Excuse me. It's making myself chuckle there, the thought of Alan Shearer being a prankster. I know somebody who Newcastle fan, and they were walking past a golf course and they saw Alan Shearer, Rob Lee, and Steve Howie playing golf, and Shearer was walking towards them to get his ball to play it. And they were all the other side, and they went, all right, Alan, Alan." And he said he just looked, popped his head over the hedge, and went, "All right, lads, now fuck off."
Brilliant.
Yeah, so he's just, He doesn't fuck about our Alan, yeah. Smashed it in from a yard.
Yeah, he's funny.
Well, look, that brings today's boring witterings about Leeds United. I can't apologise enough, everybody. Don't worry, it is going to go away. Well, we have gone away. We got relegated. So all of you who are enjoying the heat wave in the UK, just remember, if you're in London and you're going on the Underground, take a bottle of water with you and a fucking can of deodorant.
Yes.
Yeah.
Please.
Do everybody a favour.
Have a fucking shower.
Yeah. Hydrate and stop smelling like a turd. So anyway, I'd like to thank you, David, for joining me as always.
Always a pleasure.
And I'd like to thank you, dear listener, for putting up with us yet again. Very kind of you. Chat to you next week.